while stars burn and spin in the heavens above. Here in my room below, Mars and Venus are about to align. God of love, God of war, he untamed, insatiable, dangerous. She, beautiful, pleasurable, lusting. Neither waits for the other. They move silently in their own orbits, charting their own paths, oblivious of the attraction between them. But a whispered phrase, "Come here," is enough to nudge them off course and to draw them to each other by invisible, irresistible force. They are bound for a collision, an explosion, somewhere just past the horizon. She shines brightly in the dim light, and when she faces him, her seductive gravity pulls him to her. He approaches. She can feel the heat that radiates from him, the rays of the sun that have set him aflame, the passion for conquest that has found its object in her. The restless traveler has found his rightful harbor and passes safely into her. They become entwined with each other, embrace each other, contend with each other. Their bodies move faster and faster, driven frantic by the nearness of the other. Their dance choreographed by a power larger than themselves. They step in time with one another. They push to the end and yet resist it, longing for the oblivion of pleasure while struggling to delay it. Two planets colliding in a moment of fertile destruction, taking part in the power that gave birth to the world. No longer he, no longer she, no longer they, only. Some eager stargazer next door, his eye pressed to his telescope, might peer in to their window and wonder why Venus moved so, or why Mars was in retrograde. But they, in their cosmic, divine bliss, could answer no such questions.